From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A photograph of a bloodied young boy injured in a devastating airstrike in the Syrian city of Aleppo has captured the attention of people around the world this Thursday as it circulates through traditional and social media channels.
An aid worker quickly places the child on a chair in an ambulance and rushes back out to the scene. The video is said to be shot in a rebel-held neighborhood in the city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said heavy airstrikes on Tuesday had hit many targets in and around Aleppo and elsewhere in Syria, killing dozens.
That's Julie Nose reporting. Meantime, the UN envoy for Syria is expressing frustration at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help in the country's many besieged areas. Stephane de Mistura even cut short a meeting of the Humanitarian Task Force in Geneva Thursday.
I decided to use my privilege as chair to declare that there was no sense to have a humanitarian meeting today unless we got some action on the humanitarian side in Syria. Tomorrow is the World Humanitarian Day. And in Syria, what we are hearing and seeing is only fighting, offensives.
De Mistura reiterated calls for a 48-hour ceasefire in the northern city of Aleppo in order to allow aid deliveries and said achieving that would require big efforts by the United States, Russia, and other countries with influence on Syria's warring partners, or parties, that is. This is VOA News. Police and sources in Brazil are accusing U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte and three teammates of fabricating a story about being robbed at gunpoint in Rio. However, the police sources said the swimmers did get into a scuffle with guards at a gas station after they allegedly broke through a bathroom door and apparently refused to pay for the damage. A spokesman for the Rio Olympics Thursday appears to be taking up for the swimmers.
You know, let's give these kids a break. You know, sometimes you take actions that you later regret.
The U.S. Olympic Committee confirmed two members of the U.S. swim team were attempting to leave for the U.S. and detained yesterday and questioned for a time. Lochte is already back in the United States, but it's unclear if Brazil will take any steps to speak with him. South Sudan rebel leader and former first vice president in the Transitional Government of National Unity, Riek Machar, is expected to break his silence Thursday. Spokesman for Sudan's People's Liberation Movement in opposition told VOA's Daybreak Africa that Machar has been safely evacuated to another country in East Africa and will hold a news conference. Machar has been in hiding since early July following clashes between his supporters and government troops in the capital, Juba. President Salva Kiir then sacked Machar as first vice president and replaced him with a member of a breakaway faction of his movement. Turkish police are conducting a series of raids Thursday to round up at least 200 people alleged to have connections to U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the government claims is behind an attempted coup last month. Turkey's financial police led the raids in search of connections between businesses and sympathizers who found Gulen to religious movement. Last month, at least 270 people were killed during a short-lived coup attempt the government claims was masterminded by Gulen and carried out by thousands of police officers and military personnel. More than 1,000 firefighters in the western U.S. state of California are battling a massive wildfire in a mountainous area north of the city of San Bernardino. With the fire only 4% contained, the threat of it spreading further prompted authorities to order more than 80,000 people in the area to evacuate their homes.
It was terrible because I was having to help shove everything into my dad's car. I had my dad on the phone because he was a truck driver and he's gone. I was like, what do you need? What do you need in the car? And I tossed everything we could find.
California is used to seeing wildfires during the warm summer months, but this fire has spread quickly. The National Weather Service says red flag warnings for dangerous fire conditions will remain in effect through Thursday evening. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.